Today's Bangor Daily News and our main calling program this afternoon will be focusing on sober houses. Haven't heard that term before? The Bangor Daily News reporter Jake Blackburg is here now to describe them. Jake, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, what is a sober house?
So, a sober home is a place that people in recovery, people who are battling some sort of addiction, choose to live together with other people in recovery and try to mutually support each other.
Now, I know when I looked at your story, I was very surprised at the extent of the development of sober houses in the state. Who owns these places?
They're mostly owned and operated by people who are themselves in recovery, who have brought themselves back from a difficult point in their lives and want to provide a path that others can do the same thing. You know, it's a support system of people fighting addiction where they weren't otherwise finding a lot of support. I think these homes end up being the only thing between relapse or homelessness for a lot of people.
Lacking formal regulation, what are the conditions like in these homes?
The homes, you know, can vary from sort of the average old house you might see around Portland where people share space. And then sort of, it ranges all the way up to the other end where you have homes that cost thousands of dollars a month and are in really beautiful, sometimes lavish facilities.
Now, you mentioned, of course, the lack of formal regulation, but this has apparently showed up on the radar screens of the legislature.
This is something that is not just going on in Maine, but is going on around the country. What our reporting suggests is it's the sober home and recovery resident industry has really surged along with the death toll from the opioid crisis. So in other states, we've seen significant abuses in these homes, and we've seen lawmakers there kind of act responsively.
What kinds of things have gone wrong?
In Massachusetts in May, a sober home owner there was arrested and charged with allegedly trading drugs and legal services to the residents of this home that was supposed to help be helping people stay sober in return for sex. But here in Maine, we haven't seen evidence of those types of abuses cropping up, at least not yet. I guess what a lot of people see is that there's an opportunity here to get out in front of an issue. Senator Shayna Bellows brought forward a bill during this past legislative session that would have introduced some voluntary regulatory mechanisms and then would have given the homes some incentive to do so. There was a proposal to offer some affordable housing dollars to programs that were certified, and that was brought forward, and it received some support in both the House and Senate, but was ultimately left unfunded and effectively dead, along with a bevy of other bills in this special legislative session.
What does the medical community and the addiction treatment community think of these?
The people we spoke to in that world believe that these homes have become a really essential part of the process of recovery in Maine.